Beis, 10 lines from the top. We're still discussing Sancheiv. So Rav Chanina bar Papa Rami. Chanina bar Papa asks, Siv Moran Kitzai? He had a student. It says in Pasuk Moran Kitzai, Siv Molan Kitzai. Moran is a Pasuk Yishayim, Molan is a Pasuk Melachim. The Kitzai, he wanted to destroy the Moran Kitzai, which is the Dira Shalmata, or the Dira Shalmaila. Molan Kitzai is Dira Shalmaila. Masha argues and Rashi says, but upon him, he wanted to destroy Besmigdash Shalmata and Besmigdash Shalmaila. Amar Isa Rasha. So you have a steam sukkim. What did he want to destroy? Amar Isa Rasha. And the Gemara, this Rasha said, Sancheyev said, Betchila Achav Dira Shalmata. First I'll destroy Besmigdash Shalmata, Achav Dira Shalmaila, and then I'll destroy the Dira Shalmaila. Now, how's it possible to destroy the Dira Shalmaila? What was he thinking? Is he going to be like the Dara Flogger? He's going to go up there and try to destroy it?
The point is, the Dira Shalmaila is connected to the Dira Shalmaila. So do a good job on the Shalmaila.
Or Averis on this world.
Averis.
What?
Averis.
What do you mean Averis? If he gets them to go
Averis,
this world
will be connected to the Dira Shalmaila. Man, it's a good idea. What? So Sancheiv said that Hashem told me to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, to go into Yehuda Osa. That means he took the Aseret Shvatim, but Hashem told me to go into Yehuda Osa. So look at my mind. Where did he get this nevuah that the Baruch Hashem said to destroy Ashkisa, to destroy the Mata, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? The Shama LeNavi, the Ka'ama, he heard the Navi say, it says in the Pasuk, Yan Kimoas HaAmazeh, Esmea Shiluach, destroy this nation, Esmea Shiluach, we'll see what that means. Halchem La'at, they go slowly, Umesais, and be happy, Mas, we forget, Nimes. Umesais, and be happy, Esratzen Uvenim Aliyah. So what does this mean? Amei Abi Yosef, Elamalei Tegumur Dehai Kral, La'avi Adana Maika Amma. If there wouldn't be Targum in this Pasuk, I wouldn't know what this Pasuk is referring to. What's Mea Shiluach? So the Targum says, Cholav the Kotz Amma Hodein B'Machusa De Beis David. The nation was like kilo nauseous from the Malchus of Beis David. They didn't want Chizkiah to be Melech. The Medav Elohim B'Nayach. He talks B'Nachas. Ki Mei Shilucha, the Nagdim B'Nayach. Like Mei Shiluach, which goes B'Nachas. This lake, the water goes B'Nachas.
Mei Shiluch is from the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, Mei Shiluch, yeah.
Passive leader?
Yeah, he wasn't a strong leader. We'll see in a minute what it meant. You see, Iyu B'Ratzin Ben Malyo, let's rather have Ratzin Ben Malyo to lead us. That's what we touched the pasuk. Kima'as Amazes, Mei Shaluach, they didn't want any Ha'oichim Lad, they didn't want any more David, came from David, the Chizkiyo, they wanted Ratzin Ben Malyo. Amar Bechra. Ma'idich Siv, where does it say, what the pasuk says, Ma'oras Hashem B'beis Rasha, what does it mean? He said, "Me'ayis Hashem beis Yasha, zet pikeach ben Malyo." So Yoichel Memsa, he ate 40 sagai zalais of birds. Bekinuach, so this was just his dessert. The Navet Tzadikim Yevayrach, zech Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, so Yoichel Litra Yerek Besudim. Just ate a curry. He had a vegetable. That was his whole sudim. His dessert was 40 chickens, and his stew was with some vegetables. So that's why they felt that they wanted Pikeach ben Malyo to be the melech. He was a strong. He ate like a chaza.
I think the Taitis Hashem said you didn't want the Beis David, so I'm going to send you of destruction. It's Hashem was saying it.
Yeah, I'm saying, but no, they were complaining about this. That's what I meant. V'lochein, the pasuk says, V'lochein, hine Hashem, Maila esmea no, ha'atsumim, v'ram esmelech asher. Right, and send you Rabbi Melech Asher. So Maila Aleim is going to bring them esmea no, atsumim tak the strong no, v'ram esmelech asher, v'chsim, and then it says, v'cholav b'Yehuda, shata v'ovar atzava yagia. So b'kitzah. So we didn't get to the beginning. What happened? So Chayev said that I heard him mitzad nevuah to go ahead and be machriv this mikdash. Where did he hear that? So we brought a bunch of psukim, and now we're telling you, he heard it from. He said, he's going to come till the neck. He's going to come and to conquer everything, not only Asayas Shvatim, the tzavah also. The Gemara says, if so, the Maitami Enish. Why did he get punished? The Navi told him that. Why did he get punished?
He heard the Navi or the Navi told him? He said the Shom, I just heard him. Maybe we're talking about somebody else.
So we're not talking about him. Yeah. Navi says Hashvatim is Navi. The Navi really was saying the Navu was on the Sayas Hashvatim. Iyu Yav Daita Akul Yishalayim. He decided in the whole Yishalayim. Why? The Navi told him, V'amale, Ki loy mu'af la'asha mutzakla. What does that mean? Like Mu'av Lashem Mutzakla. What does that mean? Amar Abalaza Ba'Bracha. Ein Nimsa Am Ayev B'Tayra B'Yad Mi HaMetzakla. You're not going to be given over. The Chizkiyah's nation, which is tired from Tayra, which means they're learning Tayra in the hands of Sancheiv. It means Tayra is the thing that protected them. My Ke'ez Rishon, the end of the pasuk says, Ke'ez Rishon, Hekel Arza Zvulim V'Arza Naftali V'Achen Hichbe Derech Hayom Eiver Yadin Golo HaGoyim. What does that mean? It says, Gemara, Loika Yishayim, not like the early ones, but Asayas HaShvatim, Sheikilim Aleim El Taya, that were Kal in learning, Awal Achreinim, the later ones, which is now the rest of, not Asayas HaShvatim, the nation of Chizkiyah, Sheikbidu Aleim El Taya, that they were not, but they took upon themselves El Taira. V'ruin halalu lasis lam nes. Since they took upon themselves El Taira, the right to have a nes ka'ivre hayam, like Kriyas Yamsuf, u'kedarcha yadin, like the by Yeshua Benun, going over the yadin. That means they were zeicha. Since they were learning Taira, they were zeicha. They're such a nes gali. So therefore, they were zeicha to have such a nes gali of the nation of Sancheiv. So they said, they told Sancheiv, if you go back mutiv, it's okay, you're going to stay alive. Vimlav, ani esa loy, I'll do to you, galul bagayim. I'll embarrass you in the gayim, in the other nations. You're going to get killed with, look what happened to him. Okay, so that was the nevuah he thought he had, but really the nevuah was only for Asayas HaShvatim. And the reason why Itaka lost was because they were learned people. They will see later what happened in the days of Chizkiyah. Zakti Gemara, the pasuk says, "Achi advarim va'emes va'ela ba'as Sancheiv Melech Asher." After these words and this the emes, Sancheiv Melech Asher came va'yavoi Yehuda va'yichan al harim ha'betzurais. He rested on the mountains va'yayim alavikem elav. He said he wants to destroy it. That's, he stood next to Yishalayim and he said he wants to destroy it. So the Gemara, Hai Rishna, Hai Padashna, Achei Advarim Emes. What's going on over here? Hai Rishna, which means because you're bringing a present, that's the present, that's what you get back. Since the Emes of Chizkiyah, that's why Chizkiyah did good, that's where Sancheiv came. What's going on over here? This is the payment for someone that gives you a present. Chizkiyah was doing good, he was learning Torah. So that's where Sancheiv came. What's Achei Advarim Emes? Since he learned Torah, he did Emes. This is the cause and effect. So Gemara Amar Avina. You tie it like this. La'acha shekafatz HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba. After that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, v'amah. And the Baruch Hu said, Yaminu le l'chizkiyah. I'm going to tell Chizkiyah, my sein alech le Sancheiv. I'm going to bring you Sancheiv. Umasan love yatcha, and you're gonna win. I'm gonna give him over to your hands. Don't give me sachev, don't get me scared from him. I don't need it, I don't need to win it. Ktav garnish me. Miyad, so therefore Hashem couldn't say that. He wanted to be sachev. Kavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hashem jumped, v'nishba, and he saw. I'm bringing it. Shenema, v'nishba, nishba Hashem tzivaka yisleimu, im loika shedemisi, keina yasa. Sheyatzti husaku. I'm gonna bring him because Yatzi Usakum is gonna stand there. Lishbar Asher Baadzi, Valhari Avusanu Vasame Aleim Ulay Vasubalem El Shikma Yasa. So what does that mean? So we say Am Abech and Amakadosh Baruch Hu, Yavai Sancheiv Vesayata. Let Sancheiv and his army come. Vyasa Avus Lechiskiya Ulisayata. And he should become an Avus to Chiskiya and his people. What does it mean, Avus? So Rashi explains, the top Rashi, what? Who? Yeah. She yukulam pegarim v'yichlu suseim v'behemtam v'sei chatzamais abgarim ken avos. They're going to eat. They're going to have food for them. For the horses. Hundreds of thousands of people dying. They'll have all this to be eaten. We had one man that said earlier, yesterday, that said that the bodies were burnt.
No. The clothing.
Not. No, there's one woman that said the bodies were burnt.
No, there was either the clothing or just the neshama. No one said the bodies were burnt. There's two shinies there. Either the goof, but not the bodies, or the neshama, not the goof. Those are the only two shinies.
Yeah. There was two gesayas, I don't know the gemara on it, and I didn't mention it good enough yesterday, but the first gemara that says, Tachas kvayde v'loy kvayde mamish, ki hada b'yechran, that called clothing kvayde, means tachas kvayde, underneath the clothing, which means the bodies. And the nest was, the bodies burnt and the clothing didn't burn.
Yeah. So according to that, there was no...
Right, so how did it? So Achrenim explained that the bones weren't burnt, so the animals ate the bones. Okay.
So the guy these days do a better job of burning bodies. They burn the bones too.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a shirit from them.
Zak the Gemara, V'haya b'yayim, the Pasuk says, V'haya b'yayim ahu yasu sivlay mal shechmecha, what does that mean? Omer Yitzchak Nafcha. Chubal oil shal sancheiv. The reason why sancheiv and his army got destroyed, neisham neishal chizkiya, because the oil of chizkiya. Shal yedaylik v'bata knesiyas v'bata medrashas, it was burning. V'bata knesiyas v'bata medrashas. Ma asa? What did chizkiya do? Na'at sancheiv al pesach v'es medrash. He stuck a sword into the door of the v'es medrash. V'omer. Call me Shane Isaac Bataya. Whoever's not gonna learn Taya, Yidaka Bakhaya Zu. He's gonna get struck by this sword. Now, how did he have a right to do this?
He's a melech.
What was he doing?
He's a melech in order to do God, Tziva Hashem and Mitzvah.
What was he doing? What was going on? So the Mashal explains, interesting, very interesting chat.
They only had one base message and all I had to throw, they only needed one sword.
I guess it wasn't this. It was a simon, but it was by the doorway. It was the entrance. It was a simon. What he was going to do? Masha says, "Why? Where was it coming from?" He says, "If you chav ma'isik b'tam ha'tayr, we learned this chayv misa. A guy that learns tayr is chayv misa. V'zesh ein ma'isik b'tayr. If you don't learn tayr, yid that doesn't learn tayr, oisa atzmik oivet kechav. He's making himself like a guy. V'dinay b'chayv b'sayv k'dinay v'chav shemisasa b'sayv."
He's a guy, then he
does. He's not a guy, he's like, he's dealing about this. Amela, it's a dealing about. Okay.
Scary.
It's very scary. But kumi don vaad be sheva.
Then he's a pshat also.
Yeah.
What?
Like
a guy, I mean, then he's a pshat also.
Yeah. But kumi don vaad be sheva, they checked from don be sheva, like matza amoyas. There was no amiratzim to be found. Migivas v'adam tripis lematzu tinik from those cities to that cities lematzu tinik v'tinoikis ish v'isha shloya b'kiim b'echas tumim v'tayim. that the worm became a stone vitae. Now, it's not the pshat, and Chayanim explains, it's not the pshat that Tumim Vitae is the shvarest halachas. Amal, they had to know every second what Tumim Vitae had. It was very negate.
Otherwise, the Tino would be
capital. Yeah, they had to know everything, so that's why Tumim Vitae. But Allah said, I'm a, and that generation says, V'hoye b'yoyim ahu, yichye, yichaye ish eglas basar shteitza. Which means they lived on a little bit of food. And what's the chiddush? Because V'hoye, it says in the next, it says v'hoye, that V'hoye b'yoyim ahu, yichye kol mokoyim, ash yichye sham elef, is older pasuk, gefen, be'elef kasef l'shamer v'l'shayis yichye. That means that the grapes were very valuable. Apple pish elav gefen be'elav kesef l'sham v'l'shayis yichye. Even though they had these trees and they could have planted and been ashirim, still they just ate a little bit and they were isaac and tired and they weren't busy with business. That's the chiddush. Means even though they could have been matzliach in business, still they gave it up for learning Torah. So you see how great this generation was. That's why there was Eicha, that they didn't get destroyed. Zot Gemara Vayta, the pasuk says, V'osef shalalchem osef achasel. V'osef shalalchem osef achasel. What does that mean? Amalam Nabi Yisrael, Usvishu shalalchem, after they killed, after all those people got killed, the army of Sancheiv got killed, they said, gather the loot. So Amulah said, "Livzais a lachlik." Doesn't mean to. We should gather it to split it. To everyone should take and then let's split it together, equally. Or everyone keeps whatever they gather. That's what you get. Amulahem. So he told them, "Ka usif achasel, ma usif achasel, kalechad ve'echad la'atzmai, mat usif achasel."
Arba.
Yeah. Locusts. Yeah, the minimum, yeah. So everyone gather whatever they go, they keep for themselves. Avshalalchem kol echad v'echal atzmai, so to the shalal, from these soldiers, whoever gets, whatever you get, you keep. Amulai, they told him, Alay mamun asayas ha-shvatim uriv bai, there's money of asayas ha-shvatim, they conquered it asayas ha-shvatim, and they're holding it. And we're not allowed to keep it, it's a yid. Amulahem, the pasuk says, kamasek, gave him shaykik but ma gav malolim alnas adam etumal tayir, just like water is ma'ala the person etumal tayir. Af mamanim shay yisrael kibun shenafal v'yad ha'chavim v'yad tir. Once it went into the guy's hands, it's tir. It doesn't mean tir. It means that
it's gone forever.
Yeah, it's gone forever, and now it's already the guy's. You're taking from the guy.
You need a pasuk. If a flood's coming, then whoever saves it keeps it.
It's a very good shot, right? They gave up. It's miyuyish, it's everything. So maybe that's all the Gemara means. Because they have Papa. The Amar have Papa. Amar in a moy of Tiri B'sicha. What does that mean? It means Klal Yisrael really wasn't allowed to fight with...
No, they weren't allowed to take their land.
Take the land from Amar in a moy. Right? So how did they take it? But because Sicha won over them, so now they took it from Sicha. Right. Amar Avuna. Esem Asayis Nasa Oysa Yosha Boysa Yen. That day that Sancheiv conquered, whatever, tried to take Yerushalayim, he fought over 10, he went 10 Masayas, 10 cities.
Shenema, I think it means he went 10 days journey in a day.
What?
I think it means he went a big distance in a short
time. Yeah. Shenema, see, it says 10 cities in these psukim. Bo, Al, Ayos, he went through Ayos, Ova, Vemigal, he went through Migal, and Michmash, Yafkid Caleb in Michmash, he left his Caleb. Plus his Vaita, Avru Mabara, went through Mabba, Geva Malin Lanu, he stayed. Charda Harama, he was afraid in Harama, Giva Shal Nasa. Then it says, Tahali Kailich Bazgalim, Akshiv Elisha, he looked at Elisha, Nia Nasais, not in the name of cities, Nadida, Mit Madmena, he went from Madmena, Yoshua gave him an Izu. So now, that is the names of the cities. That's really 12 cities. If you count it up, that's 12, not 10. And for the Gemara, Tzahali Kalech Vazgalim Navi Yudhika Amala. Tzahali Kalech Vazgalim wasn't the name of the city. The Navi said it, the Knesset Yisrael. What did he say? Tzahali Kailach Basgalim, which means Bita Shel Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. She also mitzvahs kigale ayam. They did many mitzvahs. Tzakshiva Lisha. What's Akshiva Lisha? They told him, the Navi said, Chizki said, Mahai Lo Tistafi. From this you don't have to be afraid. From Sancheyev Klai Yisod, you don't have to be afraid. El Estafi Min Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. The Masel Ka'ayah. You should be afraid of Nebuchadnezzar Rasha that looks like an ayah. Scary like an ayah. Shenema Ali Ayah Misaivka. That was Nebuchadnezzar. My, so it was up for Kimura. My Ania Anasas. The Pasuk says Ania Anasas. What's that? What you saying? It's not name of the cities. What is it? Asid Yimiyah Ben Chilkiyah Misnabe. Ibn Chilkiyah said in Nebuah. Allah me Anasas. He's going to come up from Anasas in Nebuchadnezzar. The Chassid Yimiyah Ben Chilkiyah Ben Akayin Meshab Anasas Be'eretz Bin Yam. Okay, so that's where he's going to come up from. In fact, Gemara, me dummy. Why are you saying that? But also it says, Laish. How do you know? You said Ari. Nebuchadnezzar looks like Ari. It calls him Laish. Hasam Ariyach Laish. Amabiach and Shisha Shemes Yesh Lari. Six names of Ari. Elohein. Ari, Kvir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, Sachat. So Taka has six names. So Gemara, now that you took out, we had 12. We took out three, so you left with nine. Yachi Batzalu.
It's less than 10.
Less than 10. Avu Ma'abara Ta'atininu. Avu Ma'abara is two, not one. Avu doesn't mean passing, that's the name of a city.